This is AP News Minute. A fourth USAID worker infected with Ebola virus has arrived in an Atlanta hospital to begin treatment. Two other USAID workers have been treated at Emory University Hospital and released upon recovery. Another patient, a doctor, is being treated in Nebraska. Preliminary reports about the deadly Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 reveal new details into the plane crash. Officials at the Dutch Safety Board say the plane was struck by multiple high-energy objects outside the aircraft. The report did not say who might have been responsible. Former Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice is getting support from his wife following the release of a disturbing video. Rice was seen on camera punching and knocking his then-fiancée unconscious in a casino elevator. Janae Rice released a statement on her Instagram account saying, "Feeling like I'm mourning the death of my closest friend." And Apple's big day finally arrived. The tech giant revealed the newest iPhone as well as the groundbreaking Apple Watch, their new wearable device, at the Apple release event in Cupertino. The iPhone 6 and 6 Plus boast a bigger screen. Emily Roseman, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.